Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Tom Anastasi back on the show. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and Tom is the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right. He's a professor at Daniel Webster College. He works with the SBDCs in the area to help people just like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace. And he's also a movie producer. He's produced and is producing a film, the screenplay to which his wife has written. He's our good friend Tom Anastasi. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It's good to be good to have you back, Tom. Okay, so I'm going to get an update on the film in just a little bit, but first I want to set the table for something you and I've talked a little bit about in the past, and that is the importance of not overlooking opportunities to do big business with corporate customers, right?
Yes, yes. Because a lot of people are scared off by corporate customers because it's, you know, the brave new world, but it can be a nice, steady income stream for a lot of small business people.
Well, if you're a B2B business, then this is not news to you.
Correct.
If you're a wholesaler, and you know you're supplying plants and industry and the local municipality, blah blah blah. Then this is nothing new to you. But most small businesses are not. Most small businesses are more B2C than B2B, right, Tom? And so there may be opportunity they're missing.
There is a lot of opportunity, and I mean, yeah, there are the big Fortune 500 type companies, but there's also a lot of smaller companies that might have 100 employees that have many of the very same needs that somebody walking in off of Main Street can have, mm-hmm. and just much more of them. You know, for instance, travel services or stationery products or you know, consulting services. Just a lot of things that they can get, and people sit there and say, "Oh my gosh, you know, I never dreamed that would be that type of market."
Right.
You know, for instance, I knew somebody who did catering, and they said,
right.
"Well, you know, why would I go to a business to do catering?" I said, "Well, you know, every training seminar I do, they always have food brought in, snacks
yeah.
brought in." And so she ended up making some calls, and she ended up getting business every single week because of this. She gets that one account.
And she charges them what she wants to charge them because they don't really care so much about what it costs as much as they want to know. They want to know that they can rely on you. If they tell you that we're going to eat at 12, so you need to be here by 11:30, that you're there at 11:25.
Correct.
And order is filled the way they ask for it to be. All they want is quality and service and punctuality and to be able to trust you, and you can almost charge them whatever you want to charge them.
You know, that is the hugest myth that I think keeps small business people away from corporate customers,
mm-hmm.
is, yeah, I'm going to get a lot of business, but I'm going to have to discount it so much I'm not going to make any money. But what you said is 100% correct. What they want is they want to know, all right, we are 30% of your business, and we don't care, we'll just pay. What we want is we want love, we want support, we want, you know, all the little details, and I just want a problem taken away.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can take away my catering problem, I don't care.
And depending
on
what you're selling, if you are in the catering business, you're not going to deal with a plant manager. You're not going to deal with, probably not going to deal with a purchasing agent. You're probably going to deal with somebody's assistant who's in charge of pulling all this together. And if you can make that assistant happy, they're also the one who approves the invoice. And if you can make them happy and make them look good to their boss, you're basically their partner then now you've got a customer you can't run off. And they will tell, and they'll tell their church about you. They'll tell their mm-hmm. neighbors about you. They will tell their cohorts in other departments about you.
Right. And one of the nice benefits to corporate sales is that they have to do a lot of upfront work to establish a vendor. And so they don't want to do that all the time. So they want to have
right.
one or two vendors that they can always call on because
right.
getting the process started anew is just too much problem for them. So if you can get in there, it's a very, very nice income stream.
Yeah, let me say, yeah, exactly, Tom. I'm glad you brought that up because, folks, if they say, okay, we want to do business with you, but you have to go through this process, please, please, please don't take that the wrong way. Please take that as them saying, this is like Santa Claus giving you a gift. Because what they're telling you is they're inviting you to become pre-qualified. So do whatever you have to do. Take as long as it takes. Invest whatever you have to invest to make them happy. Because a competitor trying to get in there can't do it if they haven't filled out the paperwork. And see, one of the things, Tom, as you probably know, one of the issues is if you go on their property, you have to have a certain level of car insurance.
Mm-hmm.
This happens. I've had to do this over the years. I've had to demonstrate to them if I drove my car on their property back into their plant, I had to be able to demonstrate to them, prove to them that I had a certain level of insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't, I couldn't get on, and so that was part of my package. So if somebody else came in tried to be a competitor, and they hadn't done that, they couldn't even get in the door.
That's right. That's right. And
so inviting you to go through the process that you described a minute ago, that's a gift.
It is a gift because essentially it's a barrier to entry for other people to go in. And it's not this horrible process, but it doesn't happen quickly. So it's not the type of thing where you sit there on Monday, you can sit there and say, hey, I want to do a lot of business with this company, and I want to do it by Wednesday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen. But you could certainly start now and then have a great customer
right.
by September.
It might take you a day or two to do the paperwork. It might take you another two or three days to make sure that a few other things are squared away, get them the kind of documents they want. And it might take a week or so to get approved. But after that, you're golden.
Yeah, I mean, as a practical matter, figure out a week to 10 days for most companies to
yeah.
go through everything. And then you're golden. Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
if they say to you, okay, so are you willing to go through the paperwork to become an approved vendor? Just say, oh, thank you so much. Yes, ma'am. I'll be glad to do that. That's
you
your answer.
It.
That's your answer, folks. I promise you. That is your answer. Tom Anastasio and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about doing business with corporate customers after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.